We started Reish Lamed Hey yesterday. Let's start again from the beginning of Reish Lamed Hey. Reish Lamed Hey. Aleph Zman Kriyas Mashal Arvis. Okay, we'll go through Aleph quickly. We did it yesterday. Yesterday? What day is today? Right. We did it last week. Barichas. Okay. Long day, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Reish Lamed Hey. Zman Kriyas Shema Balayla Mishas Yitzias Shlosha Kochavim Kitan. Okay, the time for Kriyas Shema Shalayla is Tesach Kochavim, we discussed last week. Vimu Yom Ha'Mu'unan, if it's a cloudy day, and he doesn't know, he doesn't see the stars, Yamtin Ha'chiyetze Safek Midibo, Safek Daraisa, make sure that you know that it is Tesach Kochavim. Vimu Kara Kodim Lachayim, if you davened early, and you said Shema early, Chozer V'Kara Zabal Brachos, so then we know that you repeat Kriyas Shema without the Brachos. We discussed that they used to always daven Marav early, which is very common for us who make early Shabbos in the summer. So you daven the whole Marav with the Tzibor, even though it's still light out, but it's after Plaga Mincha, and you're supposed to daven, we said, Mincha Lechatchila should be before Plag. The diavad is fine. Ukishegia zman. And then when the time comes, Kari Krishna Bala Brachos. So you say the Shema at night after Tesor Kochavim without the Brachos, and that we even Kayim Mitzvah's Krishna. Fine. That's what we got up to, I think, yesterday. Last week. Hagah. Note. Umiu. Lo Yachzor V'yispala Balayla. Now, you might say, oh, I want to daven this man. So even though I'm already daven, I'll daven again. No, don't daven again. Even though the tzibur davened very early, and you feel like you really want to do it again, don't do that. Unless you are a super duper ruper tzaddik full of precious and chasidus, the oz lamas chazik you are mashiach is pal. Then you can do it. Otherwise, you look like a bal gaiva. So unless you are someone super duper ruper, you shouldn't do it again. Now, repeating Kriyashma is not Gaiva, that's Me'ikar Adin. Even though we said Rabbeinu Tam holds it, you can say Kriyashma from Plaga Mincha, first Rabbeinu Tam, first Toysis and Brachos. But we don't, most poskim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, the Me'ikar Adin, you have to repeat Kriyashma. That's what Mishabu says, if Katon Tes Vav. Now, what does it mean? What's he saying that you could repeat Shri Shema? Repeat Shema Nesrei? How can you repeat it?
Voluntary prayer.
Right. Be alachi asas kasha. Right. One of them will be a tzilas and dava. Right. Like we discussed in Reish Lamed Daleth. Very good. Okay. Not relevant for us. Right. Reish Lamed Hey Beis. So Reish Lamed Hey Beis is a sister sif to Reish Lamed Beis. Beis. Reish Lamed Beis Beis was a very long sif discussing what you are and are not allowed to do before davening Mincha. And now we have the same thing, basically, what are you not allowed to do before davening Mariv? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Osir lehatchil lechol chatzi sha'ah samach lezman kriyas shema shel arvis. You're not allowed to start eating. Just like we said, chatzi sha'ah bo samach lemincha, we had a discussion, mincha gedol, mincha ktana. So same thing, half hour before zman kriyas shema shel arvis, you are not allowed to start eating. So we have to know what is zman kriyas shema shel arvis to know what's a half an hour. So Me'ikar Adin, it seems like 20 minutes is many people 20 minutes is enough after Shkia to daven Ma'ariv and to say Kriya Shema. Many are Machmir 30 minutes, some even more than 30 minutes. But since Me'ikar Adin, it could very well be that 20 minutes is enough. That we saw half hour before 20 minutes after Shkia means 10 minutes before. That's what they bring down from Rav Eliyashiv of it. And the Dirshu, that 10 minutes before Shkia, you're not allowed to start a Suda until you daven Ma'ariv. Hitchalecha achar shegiyas manah. What if you did start eating at that time? So we already said by mincha reish on a base. If you started, you can continue eating. That's what we said reish on a base. If you start, even if be'iser, you can continue eating. Who I did over here? Sort of. There's one difference. Hitchalecha achar shegiyas manah. You have to stop at Kriyas Shema. If you call Kriyas Shema below Birkosel, the Gomer Sudah, so the Echagach Korosel below Birkosel Mispala. Okay, if you start eating beheter, you're allowed to continue unless you're not going to have enough time to daven after the suda. The suda is going to go to the end of the zman. If we talk about mincha, it means nightfall, whatever, shkia. If we talk about maris, we're talking about, let's say, chatzos laila. If the suda is going to go to the end of the zman, even if you stop beheter, you must stop right away and daven, because otherwise, if you're going to wait till the end, you're going to lose the zman. I'm assuming that zman is chatzos. We're going to discuss that more tomorrow. What is the so zman of Mariv? Put that on hold till tomorrow. If you start be'iser, the rule is like this. If we're dealing with a mitzvah derabanan, you do not need to stop, even though you started be'iser, and you can continue. As we said by mincha, mincha's derabanan, you weren't supposed to start eating. You did. You realized your mistake. You can finish eating and daven later. By Kriyash, by Mariv, so by the Durabanans of Mariv, which is the Birchas Kriyashma and the Shmona Esrei, also, you don't need to do it now. You start eating, even though it's Be'ezer, you can continue eating and you'll daven later. But Kriyashma is the Araisa, so you must stop for the Kriyashma. Okay, he wasn't allowed to start. But if he did, he can continue eating. He just has to stop for Kriyashma, then he continues eating, he can daven Mariv later. Now this is the better suda. Mishmur points out Sivkat and Tazayin. Hatam also lahatzchil. You're not allowed to start eating. Why? Shema yimashach b'suda. So because maybe the suda will continue. Upam yishtaka dezegam b'sheina v'yishkach likos kriyashma v'afil lechol kima also. Okay, so we're afraid that you're going to continue and forget to daven Maariv. You'll even fall asleep in the middle of your meal, whatever it is. But just like we said over there in Reish Lamed Beis, that we're talking about, okay, well, it's not so posh, but we're talking about bread. Included in bread is bread. We're talking about a kibetza. Up to kibetza is mutter, more than a kibetza is aser. That's bread. We said even pasta but bekissim would fall into that category. And it could be even pasta, if you're kaveya suda on pasta. It wasn't clear exactly what that meant, even though it is relevant because pasta is a common supper food. But to eat peiros, to eat things that are eight, hadama, salads and the shakos and things like that, that's okay.
A meal of salad, even if you're washing, as long as you don't need a kibetza.
Up to a kibetza is okay. Kibetza is like one big slice of bread. Okay, le'echol, you're not allowed to eat. V'chein lishan, you shouldn't take a nap. Even if you die to rak lishan kima, even if you take a short nap. V'adin. And it makes sense, because you take a nap and boom, next thing you know, you slept through the night. You have this with kids all the time, even your kids are not yet bar mitzvah. Even when they become bar mitzvah, they go till they drop, and when they drop, they can sleep for 12 hours, 20 hours straight. They can fall asleep, whatever. I tell my kids, if you're taking a nap, you daven before, even if it's b'chidus, you daven, because it happens many, many times. That they mincha also. Mincha, they won't wake up till I don't know when. They take a Friday afternoon nap, but koshi, I can get them out of bed, you know, for dessert. And that's long after Zman Mincha. All those malachas are aser. Shein dvera mamivin lidei pshia. It's all these things cause a person to forget to daven. So we're talking about a half hour before Kriya Shema, and certainly during the Zman of Kriya Shema itself. The only exception is learning. You should learn before Maariv. All these other things are going to be aser. However, if you tell your friend to remind you, you appoint your friend to show me. Okay, so it's three big heterim that we discussed before. That's good. One is if a person has a set. Here, it's put it down. If you have a set minyan that you go to every night at daven 10:15 Maariv, so then we assume you're going to remember. Then these halachos are not relevant, according to many poskim. Or you have someone remind you to daven. Now the person is very important. If I'm sitting down to a suda, now there's a Shevet Brachos going on. Are you at Shevet Brachos also?
No.
Oh, yeah, it is. If you're at Shevet Brachos, you can't ask the guy next to you at the Shevet Brachos to remind you, because you're both in the same boat. You're both in the middle of a suda, and that's a suda gedola. and there's no reason he's going to remember more than you're going to remember, it's going to be aser. You have to, but if he found someone who doesn't wash, okay, if he didn't wash, he's not going to get caught up in the Shavuot Brachos, so then he can remind you. So it has to be someone who's not involved in one of these activities that we said is distracting and it lead you to forget to daven. And then that comes up as my name, the thing about setting an alarm. Put an alarm clock on the table. That whole discussion, does that help for sleeping? Because many people sleep through their alarms. Okay, but if you're eating, you're not going to eat through the alarm. Some say it works even for sleeping. Your wife is a good shomer. There's a whole discussion if one of your kids could be a shomer. Seems like many poskim say that if your kid is a responsible, not the 4-year-old, but if you have a responsible 10-year-old, 11-year-old, then they could also be a shomer. They say a shomer works even for Suda Gedola, Shever Brachos. So a shomer works even for Suda Gedola. Okay, now he says taking a nap like on a shtender on the table, put your head down, he says that's okay, I'm not afraid, unless it's right before the Sozman of the davening, you know, you put your head down at 11 o'clock, 11:30, and then Chatzos Laila is 12 o'clock, that might be a problem, but just to put your head down, you know, for a nap in the base medrash in the afternoon, you didn't daven mincha, yeah, we're not worried, unless it's the winter and Shkia is at 4:40 and you put your head down at 4 o'clock, okay, that might be a problem, but to put your head down at 1 o'clock is not going to be a problem, you're not going to sleep for 3 hours on a shtender. Okay, Mishabura spells out in Sifkat and Yud Ches, the end of Yud Ches. In Bikesh me echad she has kirin l'spal. You tell someone to remind you to daven. Lek yisr latchil echad. There's no problem starting to eat. Even ready to zman kriyashma, you can still, it's not just samach l'kriyashma, even at night, you can have someone remind you and that's fine. And they say that works even for a suda gadol. Whereas the kriyas here is more by learning. I don't know. That reish on the base, the minyan kavua. Pretty sure we said that was okay. That's very important. Yeah, back in Reish Lamed Beis Beis, the deer should bring down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman and from Ramosha Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, that even though the Rama over there talks about they used to call you to prayer, we don't have that nowadays, but if you have a minyan kavua that you go to, we're not afraid that you're going to forget. Okay, not everyone likes that heter, but Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman are definitely people can rely on. Okay. I'm going to make sure I've got the good test. Some of them are Krishma. I know some of them say Sakochavim. Okay. Umash, we're going to have Ron, the field of the mods. If we're going to say, which they bring down from over the Yashim, I think the Rakhman holds that until Shkia you're allowed to eat. That the half hour starts at Shkia and the Iker's mind Krishma is 30 minutes. I always thought that the Iker's mind is really 20 minutes, even though here they're Machmir to wait 30 minutes, but the Iker's mind is 20 minutes. And 10 minutes, and therefore 10 minutes before Shkia is ready is a problem. So the issue brings down from Rav Yashiv that way. Since even if you hold, you should do 30 minutes. It's more of a chumrah, and you still make your din have to be chayshish for the 20 minutes, and therefore 10 minutes before Shkia. That's what they bring down. Which means, let's say you want to eat shal shit, it's 5 minutes before Shkia. You have a problem because that's within half an hour of Mariv of Motzei Shabbos.
Why do you have to assume everybody's davening the earliest possible Maariv?
No, we don't have to assume you're going to daven the earliest possible Maariv. But also, latzchil echol chatzisha samach zman kriyishma shel arvis, the time that zman kriyishma begins. So, what about Motzei Shabbos? You want to eat shalosh shinis within 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes. According to this Rav Yashiv, that would be a problem. The afil of Motzei Shabbos, yesh nizay shol hatzchol azar suda. Vayim b'shabura. So I think over there Now the others are meikel because it's a mitzvah overes. You have to eat shalosh shudas. Now if you already ate shalosh shudas and you just want to eat again bread, that would be a problem. But if it's you didn't eat shalosh shudas, so I think they are meikel. I didn't have a chance to look it up over there. Here's another common scenario: you make early Shabbos, so you daven shema, but it didn't count according to most poskim. So now you make early Shabbos, you go home, you want to start your Suda. If your Suda is within a half hour before Zaman Kriya Shema, let's say Shkia, 10 minutes to Shkia, it's going to be a problem. So that's what he says there. Katsu Achronim, the second half of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutes, Katsu Achronim, HaKorin, Umispalim, Ibaud Yom, Avagav Sheish Lam, Lachs, Ablikos, Bitsias, HaKochavim, Avilachim, Mutulam, Lecho, Kodim, Shikra Shenis. He wants to say it's Mutu here. Shariah Kopon and Kvakori already read Krishma. When we come back, but Gizman says, Kochavim, Mamash, Nachon, Lizar, Gambazel. So here it sounds like he's Mako. Here it sounds like he's Mako. Other places it sounds like the Machmi.
What did you say before if you already had Shalosh Shudas?
No, yeah, that's. There's two issues that come up. One is if you want to eat Shalosh Shudas right before Shkia. So it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I think the mice are their Mako. If you didn't eat Shalosh Shudas, so it's a mitzvah of Varis, and they will let you start Shalosh Shudas 5 minutes before Shkia, even though it's within a half an hour of Zaman Kriya Shema. Now I'm on Friday night. Friday night, you already davened. You already said Shema, but it didn't count. Except according to Rabbeinu Tam. So here, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's okay, but then he says, as soon as it reaches the Zman of Kriya Shema, you have to stop. I remember this actually being a bigger problem. Right, the Shara Tzion on the bottom, Yitzchav Dala brings down that in Reish Samen Hilchot Shabbos, the Magen Avraham is Machmir. Okay, I'll get back to you on this one. I think you know that tomorrow. I think it is a problem. But here the Mishnah sounds like it's not a problem. Mishnah Sifkata and Chaf Aleph, Mafsik. If you started after the Zman Issa, you have to stop just for Kriya Shema, because that's the right. So Mafsik Miyad, Mishmur Sifkat on Chof Aleph, came into Kriya Shema the right. So with Chav Issa, you started Issa. However, if you started better, then Lifnei Chatzi Shash Esmucha Tzisto Kochavim, so I feel the Kriya Shema in a Mafsik, Kol Shiesh Shus, Lekru Achag Masudot. So then he can finish the meal, as long as the meal is not going to go all the way till, whatever, let's say midnight, so then he can daven afterwards. He started Behetu, he doesn't have to stop. Mishmur Sif Tikkat and Chabez, he only has to stop for Shema, that's a Daraisa. Mishmur de Brochos in Elamid Rabbanon. Lawit Shichul Hafsik Bishvilon, just like Mincha, he doesn't have to stop. Who are then Mariv, only the Shema, which is the only part that's Daraisa, does he have to stop? The rest of it, he doesn't have to stop for the rest of it. Mishmur Sif Tikkat and Chabdale, we didn't do yet. Ramah, Hagah, no. Ava, Ainzach Lahafsik Litzfila, Hov Hitzchel Lecho. Since you already started to eat, we don't make you stop for the davening itself. Ava. But if he didn't start eating, so this is another difference between Mincha and Marav. By Mincha we said, as long as he washes until Sadaim, even if he didn't make the bracha, and then he remembered, oh, I didn't have a Mincha yet, it's no problem. He washed, it's considered the beginning of the Suda, he says until Sadaim, so the Motzi, and he eats, and he doesn't have to stop, and after he finishes the Suda, then he can daven Mincha. By Marav, we're more machmir, because we're more afraid that you're plenty of time, and next thing you know, you fall asleep, whatever, and you miss out. And therefore, it's not enough that you washed, you have to actually start eating, for have this heter to continue. Meaning, we consider it, by Mincha, we consider the Netila Sadaim to be the beginning of the Suda. By Marav, only the actual eating.
What you said on the
team. Excellent, beautiful. That we'll see in a second of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Sif Kavan Chaf Dalet. Av Mishnata Yadav. Hainu. Av Sheish Ochus Harbi the Spal Machmirina Le Shiyavsi. Yes, to stop. Washing his hands, not enough. Oh, but Mincha wasn't enough. And there we said, Inamasik Bidiyarin Fanat Yadav. If he washes his hands, that's the beginning of this Suda for Mincha. He doesn't have to stop. Kindivur El Reish Lame Beis. David Mincha came into Zmana Muat. Mincha usually is a shorter time frame. And therefore, Mir says the person's nervous about davening Mincha. Velocity of the Mishnah is not going to come to be poshe. He's going to make sure to daven mincha. He's got it on his radar. By Marv, get all night. Does Mana be the other color light? The other could have a Marv all night. We'll discuss it at length tomorrow. So Gazrina and Tomasi the Mipshah, then we're afraid he'll be Poshea. He'll say, it's a long night, plenty of time, no worries. The Yismach ala Richusa Shalila, he depends on the long night. The Achi Kozman shall hit Achila Atzma, and therefore, as long as he didn't actually start eating, Chazal said, no, you have to stop. Machachina le lahavsik, action up the Yadav. Oh, your question. But if you're ready, wash. And he said, now you're going to stop him. That's a shayla of Bracha Batal, even though there's a famous ritzvah in Chulin that says, my Bracha Batal, if you intended to eat, then you change your mind. But it's a problem. Avon Fabirich Anatias Yadayim says the Mishabura, Nachon Shalo Yavsik. It is proper not to stop there, Al Yavarech Hamotzi, Vyocha Kizayas, and then he should stop his Suda. Oh, but once you start eating, you don't have to stop. Vav to be Hitchalecho, Ainzach Lavsik. Here it's different, because he didn't really start eating. Shalo Hitchilecho, Rak Mishal Shalay Hesik, Benatias Yadayim Hamotzi. Like we learned Kuv Samech Vav, that you shouldn't have an interruption between the Almatias and Daim and the Amotzi. And therefore, over here, it's not considered like he started Beheter and he should continue, because he really started Be'isra and he has to stop for Shema. Here, he also has to stop for Tefillah because he didn't actually start eating. And the fact that he did start eating doesn't really count because it was only so it shouldn't be a Hefzik. In ancient Sistala, Mavsik, Athlet, Fila. If there's not going to be time afterwards, then he has to stop right away, even if he started Beheter, Mishnah Berurah says. At the end of Sifkatan Chavhei, Vafil Hitcha Beheter, Mibod Yom, Nami Adin Kain. If it's a suit that's going to a wedding, it's going to go all night, so then you have to stop now to. Okay, he doesn't say like I said. I said if it's going to go until Chatzos. Right now he's not saying that. Right now he's saying it's going to go mamish all night until Alos HaShachar. But we're going to learn, okay, I don't know. We're going to learn tomorrow that that's not so posh to Dava Marav after Chatzos. So we'll put that point on hold as well.